Thousands of items packed for air travel never got off the ground with their owner. Instead, they sit in a warehouse in southern Wisconsin. This is where airport contraband from the state's three major airports is stored. Bill Wilson keeps track of the items that the government deems potential weapons.
There's a lot of scissors. We get hundreds of pounds of scissors, probably monthly, and pocket knives, pool cues, tools, any tool. They'll take any tool away from you.
Officials with the Transportation Safety Administration confiscate guns. However, they consider other items to be surrendered voluntarily by passengers who often care more about making a flight than keeping a nail clipper. In some cases, the original owner may not even know the item was confiscated.
A lot of times we'll get steam irons, and it seems to be that these are being taken out of hotel rooms and put in carry-on luggage and then being taken away at the airports.
Some of these items get new owners. Wilson says certain nonprofit groups or organizations get to pick through this stuff. The Boy Scouts prefer pocket knives. Schools snap up scissors for art class. Wilson says the state is still debating whether to sell the contraband, either at an auction or online. But in the meantime, an estimated 500 pounds of goods are stashed away after being taken away at the airport. Shamim Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.